While in the early 1900s, there were isolated local recognitions of churches and communities honoring Mom, it was not until 1914 that President Woodrow Wilson issued the first formal national proclamation and declaration concerning Mother's Day. And so we stand in that tradition 101 years later on a day in which it is appropriate, as it is every day, but especially today, to honor mothers. I did find this, that we know that there are many things that mothers say. I have just a short list of things that no mother would ever say, things Mom would never say. And so the mental refrain that should be in your head following each of these readings is the shtick, said no mother ever. For example, how on earth can you see the TV sitting so far back? Move closer, said no mother ever. Yeah, I used to skip school a lot. Go ahead, said no mother ever. Just leave all the lights on. It makes the house look more cheery. Yeah, said no mother ever. Here, let me smell that shirt. Yeah, it's good. Said no mother ever. Oh, honey, sure, you can keep that stray dog, and I'll take care of him and feed him and walk him every day for you. Yeah, said no mom ever. Well, you know, if Timmy's mom said it was okay, then it's okay with me. Yeah, said no mom ever. Really, the curfew is just a general time to shoot for. I'm not running a prison here. Yeah, said no mom ever. Oh, dear, I don't have a tissue with me. Just go ahead and use your sleeve. Yeah, said no mom ever. And finally, oh, you don't need to wear a jacket. I'm sure the wind chill will go down. Said no mom ever. What the scripture says is clear. The what to is clear. We're supposed to honor our mothers. Ephesians 6, 2 and 3. Honor your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you. And I found this extended definition of honor. What does it mean to honor someone? And I liked it, so I'm going to share it with you. Honor, to revere, to respect, to treat with deference and submission, to reverence, to manifest the highest veneration for, to entertain the most exalted thoughts of, to dignify, to raise to distinction or notice, to elevate in rank or station, to treat with due civility and respect, to hold in high esteem and respect. That is the what to. And everybody gets that. Where we often fall short is the how to. Okay, how may I, in practical, understandable, meaningful ways, show honor to my mother? I'm so glad you asked, because what counts is what are the things that in general make moms feel honored. And we won't consider all of them, we'll just consider seven of them today. Seven things that make moms feel honored. Moms feel honored when they are honored verbally. And this is not included in your outline, but I did want to fix a verse to each one of these that we may understand that we are on solid biblical footing and not just borrowing whimsical sayings from Dr. Phil or somebody. Moms feel honored when they're honored verbally. Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building up others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Moms feel honored when they are honored verbally. specifically when they are told by husband and children, I love you. I have yet to get the counseling case where that Christian wife or mother comes into my office and says, Pastor Boxerman, you've got to help me. My husband and children just continuously tell me that they love me. You've got to make them stop. I haven't heard that one yet. The one I hear is the counseling case of the fit couple that's been married for 30 years and the wife is weeping and she says, you know, he never tells me that he loves me. And he says, what do you mean? I don't tell you. I told you that I loved you the day we got married 30 years ago. If it changes, I'll let you know. It doesn't work that way. Moms feel honored when they receive verbal affirmation. It's important from husband and father. It's important for children in the home to hear those affirmations coming from husband and father. And before we get any farther in this, I do just want to ask all of you, children and young people, 19 years and under, not 18, John David, but 19 years and under, would you stand? I just want to see who you are and where you are. Stand up. Okay, this is the sermon you really need to listen to. Of course, I know you listen attentively to all of them. I understand that. But Ephesians has in it an address, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father. So here it is, God's word, it's not talking. It's talking to you. So give close attention to many of these things that will have to do with you. Now you may be seated. And so moms feel honored when they are encouraged verbally, words of encouragement, words of affection, words of love. Moms feel honored when they are honored physically. 1 Peter 3:7, husbands in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner. That's really a poor translation. It doesn't mean that they are the weaker partner. It means you treat them with respect. I heard one translation, as an exquisite, fragile vessel. It's just taking into consideration mom's workload and then acting appropriately. But moms feel honored when they are honored physically. Appropriate displays of physical affection. You know, sometimes I think we underestimate that, and we ought not. I know there's a such thing as inappropriate displays and demonstrations of affection, but the abuse of a thing is never an argument against the right use of a thing. You know, moms need to be held. Mom needs to be hugged. Moms need to be squeezed, hold hands. It doesn't, well, that makes me feel uncomfortable. Well, it's not about you. It's about what makes moms feel honored. And expressions of physical affection make moms feel honored. And then, again, understanding physical limitations and needs. Where can you help around the house? You know, the three little words that every mom loves to hear from children and husband. I'll do that. Oh, here, Mom, I'll do that. Oh, here, Mom, I'll do that. That's probably, in many moms, that supersedes, I love you. She knows she's loved, but she needs help doing things. So moms feel honored when they're honored physically. Moms feel honored when they're honored patiently. 1 Corinthians 13:2, love is patient. You know, most moms, all moms, just, you know, sun up to sun down is their work day. If not 8 to 4, you know, it's usually 6 a.m. to midnight is the normal work day. And all the things that they're involved in, tasks, running around, meals, taking care of children, helping with homework, all of these things, you know, in a couple of previous generations when the census taker came around, the census taker would be asking questions about who's in the home and this and that, and then it would come to the mom who was there, you know, in the home full time, and the question would be occupation, and she would say, well, you know, I'm here at home with my children and taking care of them in the home, and the census taker under that occupation would write none. Are you kidding me? There isn't a job like that, which moms do. The point is this. In the light of everything and all the work that mothers invest, how impatient we can become. You know, we're so grateful for moms running us all over the place and being here and there and taking us to this and taking us to that until they're 5 minutes late. And then we get all crabby on them and that sort of thing. Just so little patience with moms. Or, you know, mom, you didn't make the rice exactly the way I want it. Or, you know, that's not the shirt that I told you to wash yesterday along with the five other loads of clothes. And this or that is dishonoring. Moms feel honored when they're honored patiently. You know, just because she always goes the extra mile doesn't mean she should be taken for granted or taken advantage of in that regard. Fourth, moms feel honored when they're honored attentively. Philippians 2:4, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Mom is the great sounding board. Pardon me. For husband and children, young people and children pouring out their hearts to their mom, husbands unburdening their souls with their life's trials and difficulties. And she's always there to listen. It doesn't mean she doesn't have needs, you know, and she feels honored when attention is given to her, for her to talk and others to listen attentively. That means putting down... Boy, how many generations ago was that? The newspaper. Forget that. Putting down the iPad. Putting down the laptop. I'm already two generations behind on that. You know, turning off the television set. You know, giving full and undivided attention. That makes mom feel honored when we do that. I wanted to add another one to this because I didn't know where to put it. So it's really, they feel honored when they are honored. Mom feels honored when they're honored attentively and understandingly. I'm just throwing that one in there. And understanding, you know, do we know mom's weaknesses? Do we know mom's her strengths, her limitations, her temperament, her communication skills, style, her fears, her desires, her wants? Or is there an understanding concerning those things? Moms feel honored when they're honored understandingly. Fifth, moms feel honored when they are honored gratefully. 1 Corinthians 1:4, I give thanks to my God always for you. You know, if we're giving thanks to God for someone, chances are we should also thank them just for the place they have in our lives. And moms certainly are at the top of the list. By and large, being a mom can be a thankless task. You know, with they're the kids, you know, they're 1, 4, 5, and 6. You know, whatever they are, in knocking yourself out all day, you know, which you wouldn't have it any other way. There aren't a lot of built-in strokes. That 3-year-old, mother, I'm just so grateful for all the effort you put in. That ain't happening. You know, maybe when they're 13, no, that ain't happening either. Maybe when they're 23, then there's some hope. You might get some positive feedback by the time they're 23. But there shouldn't be waiting that long. No, I mean, for many people in the workplace, we get our strokes in the workplace. Where does mom get her strokes? The only place she can get it is from people in the home, from father, husband, children. And so there should just be an abundance of expressions of gratitude. Moms feel honored when they are given expressions of gratitude for all they do. And then if you do want to go the extra mile appropriately, moms feel honored when they are given expressions of gratitude, not just for what they do, but for who they are. For who they are. I appreciate your integrity. I'm so grateful for your diligence. I'm so thankful, you know, for your willingness to serve our family with your gifts. Not just what you do, but for who you are, your inherent worth as a person should be part of our expressions of gratitude. Number 6, moms feel honored when they are honored generously. Matthew 7:12, do to others what you would have them do to you. That's really easy to understand. What are the things that make you feel honored? Chances are many of those same things make mom feel honored. And it's usually, you know, getting the best, doing the most, You know, if the dad takes the kids to a playoff game, or if the dad takes the kids to a Rangers game, mom has a general idea of what those tickets cost. She's a math major. She knows exactly how much those tickets cost. Okay, when it's her turn, she can do the math. And it better be a no-brainer as far as expressing honor generously, abundantly, in an overflowing way. Just the way we would want people to honor us. Number 7, then. Moms feel honored when they are honored unconditionally. Moms feel honored when they are honored unconditionally. Some have the distressing testimony. You don't know what my mom was like. She was horrible. She was mean. She was vicious. She was abusive. She was horrible. Just, you don't know what my mom was like. And, of course, you're right. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know what your mom was like. But we have to see that that's actually irrelevant. That's irrelevant. It's not honor your mother if, or honor your mother so long as, or honor your mother provided that. You know, she's good, or she's kind, or she's a wonderful. No, because ultimately the motivation is not my honoring my mother is precipitated by what kind of a mother she is. No, my motivation is my honoring my mother is precipitated by my desire to honor Christ. Why do I do this? I do it to honor Christ. I do it to glorify Christ. That's my motivation. You know, she reaps the benefits and blessings, even if she doesn't deserve it. Great. But don't you see, that is exactly a reflection. That's the gospel. That's how God treated us when we didn't deserve it, when we didn't earn it. When the Bible calls us aliens and rebels and enemies of God, when we were in that condition, the scripture says God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ volunteered to die for us. If Jesus volunteered to die for me when I was in that kind of a wretched condition, it is really not too much for him to ask for me to honor my mother, regardless of who she is or what she is like, as a way of glorifying Christ, as a way of demonstrating Christ's likeness. And then another way in which moms can be honored, moms are honored when the preacher understands what day it is and people have things on their minds in which ways they would like to honor their mothers, and he stops. Let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you for this day, which draws us out to renew our dedication and commitment to honoring mothers, not just this day, but each and every day that you graciously give them to us, because we know that it is not forever. Lord, we know that there are some today who are going through a Mother's Day for the very first time without their mom here. And so we pray for your extra comforting grace and strength for them. And then, Lord, may we glorify you in the way that mothers are honored in and among and by your people. We pray this, Jesus, with thanksgiving in your name. Amen.